السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين، وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن سار على سبيله ونهجه ومن استن بسنته ومن اهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد، وقد قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. فإذا قضيتم مناسككم فاذكروا الله كذكركم آباءكم أو أشد ذكرا، ومن الناس من يقول ربنا آتنا في الدنيا وما له في الآخرة من خلاق، ومنهم من يقول ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار، أولئك لهم نصيب مما كسبوا والله سريع الحساب. صدق الله العظيم. All praise and all thanks only due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has allowed us yet again on this beautiful occasion, the occasion of 9th of Dhul-Hijjah, together in the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Currently the Hajj is taking place and is nearing the completion. Today is the day of Eid in Makkatul Mukarramah, and we find that many Hujjaj would have completed the day of Arafah and will still have to complete the remaining days. This Hajj in itself is a lesson for us. It's a very great lesson. We were speaking about the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and one of the duas that he made is فَاجْعَلْ أَفْئِدَةً مِنَ النَّاسِ تَهْوِي إِلَيْهِمْ. Oh Allah, I'm leaving my family here. I'm leaving this masoom child. I'm leaving this wife of mine here. But absolutely nothing, not even one blade of grass, nothing there. No people. Oh Allah, make the people's hearts turn towards them. Make people start loving them. People take to them. And when a person makes dua like this, turning and contemplating and trusting in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you'll find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer the dua. That Allah ke ghar der hai, lekin andhera nahi hai. That in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes there is delay. Person makes dua, that dua takes time to be answered. But there is no andhera, there is no darkness. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows exactly what he is doing, why he is doing. And sometimes when a person is going through a time of difficulty and hardship, he thinks to himself that why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doing this to me? But he doesn't realize that there is a plan that Allah Pak has got for this person. Today we met one friend of ours, and he's telling us that at some point in his life, he lost every single thing. And he said, when this happened, you know, there's an English saying, when things are bad, then friends are few. So he said, I didn't only lose my business, and I didn't only lose my vehicles, and I didn't lose everything. He said, every friend I had, I realized that every friend also I lost. That's why the Khalil, true friend, is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The real friend is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person who makes Allah his friend, this person will never walk alone. He'll always have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with him. Allah will always be with him. Friends are such, when things are good, they'll be there with you. When things are bad, it often happens that they disappear. So anyway, this dua that Ibrahim alayhi salam went, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make people's heart turns towards my family. People must come. And what an answer Allah Pak had given, that every year, Hajj upon Hajj, we see thousands and millions of people frequenting and thronging and wanting to go there. Even though many people couldn't go this year, they still want to go next year. That we must have this opportunity to go to Baytullah. We want to go, our heart is there, our desire is there to go. This is the barakat of the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So anyway, this journey of Hajj is some lesson we can take for today's Jummah Bayan. It is reminds us of that time that when you're going to leave this world and go. When a person is proceeding for Hajj, then normally what happens, his family takes him and drops him off at the airport. And they leave him there, some tears are shed. Person meets his family, there's tears shed. The father is going, the mother is going, sometimes the brother is going, or the parents are leaving the child, and they don't know when we're going to see again, what's going to happen to them, how the Hajj is going to go, what's going to happen. So some tears are shed. The first lesson we learn is that a day will come when the same family will take us and leave us at the Qabrustan. So that's one lesson that we learn, that how they're leaving us at the airport, a day will come when the family will go, leave us at the Qabrustan, and they'll come away. Then when a person is wearing his ihram clothes, now the lesson that he takes from there is the day it will come when I will have to wear the kafan cloth. When I'm wearing this kafan cloth, I got no pockets also in this kafan cloth to take anything with me. My hands are empty. When I'm going, I'm leaving my businesses, I'm leaving my property, I'm leaving my family. So it gives him another lesson, that the day will come when he'll have to leave everything and he'll go. Now when this person is standing on the plains of Arafat and he's making dua, and he's crying and he's sobbing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the disheveled manner. He can't even trim his hair, he can't cut his hair, he can't comb his hair, he can't even apply itar. At that time also now he'll think, the day is going to come when I'll have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. I won't have my friends there, I won't have my family there at my assistance, I won't have my credit cards, I won't have my bank manager, I'll have nobody to come to my assistance, it's only me and Allah. Like how he's standing there, it's him and Allah in the disheveled condition with those two pieces of cloth. He's crying out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He'll think to himself that a day will come when I will have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and forget two pieces of cloth. I won't have any cloth on that day. So now a person is thinking of that day of akhirat. And then when a person now is proceeding and now he's finishing, and that excitement and that happiness of proceeding and finishing off from Hajj, and a person is moving, and the happiness that a person experiences, only those people that went for Hajj, they'll know, may Allah Pak take all of us. That such happiness you feel after that Hajj is over. Now that is like that occasion when Hashar is finished and now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is entering people into Jannah. That excitement and that enjoyment that they will feel. And then once again there's reuniting with the family. So a person in Jannah, again he'll be reunited with his family. So this teaches us, it takes us a lesson that Akhirat is coming, we have to be prepared for Akhirat. And how a person lives his life, كَمَا تَحْيُونَ تَمُوتُونَ وَكَمَا تَمُوتُونَ تُحْشَرُونَ. Like how you live your life, that is how you'll pass away. And how you pass away, that is how a person will be resurrected on the day of Qiyamah. I'll just mention one story and we'll finish, we'll terminate on this qissa. There was a great personality by the name of Hazrat Mufti Farooq Sahib, Mirati Rahmatullahi Ali. We may have heard this incident. A few years back, he had passed away on the plains of Mina. At the time of pelting, when they were going to pelt, then there was a stampede that had taken place and Hazrat had passed away. And I'll just explain to you the story and his incident. There was an alim from UK that was there with him, going with him. And he explains that as they were going, Hazrat was continuously reading the talbiyah, the labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, labbaik, la sharika laka labbaik. It was also like on this day, as we say, like how we find that the first day of pelting, so in Makkah al-Mukarramah. So it was a day like this. So it was Eid day also, and it was the day of pelting also. So he was proceeding with his ihram, and there was a heavy push that had come. So Hazrat had fallen on top of someone, and then few other people had fallen on top of him. So this alim from UK said that he had also had fallen on top of Hazrat, and other people had. So there was no way that you could get out. And right across, people were falling on top of others, and there was no way of getting out. But he said people were screaming like panic, screaming and screaming like you can't believe. But he said, I was listening to Hazrat Mufti Farooq Mirati Rahmatullahi Ali, absolutely no panic. He was still reading the talbiyah, labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. And he was coinciding that with Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. He was still reading this takbir and he was reading the talbiyah. Together he was reading both. No panic, absolutely no panic, because his life was such a life that he had always given everything was the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What Allah wants for me, I'm happy with. If Allah Pak wants me to fall on top like this and not get out, I'm happy with the decision of Allah. Right at the last moments also, I'm happy. This is what my Allah wants for me, I'm happy with it. So he was reading, so this Ali from UK explains that he could hear slowly that voice also becoming a bit lower and lower and lower, and right till the end he had read like this. So he was reading this, he was reading the takbir, and at times he was reading also the kalima. So like in this condition he had passed away. He said then after that I also had become unconscious and I woke up in hospital, but I remembered his last moments of him, and he taught me a great lesson from there, is when a person had lived his life like that, trusting 100% in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Pak had given him a moat like this. Despite people screaming around, he was totally calm and totally relaxed. So this is one lesson that we take from this Hajj, is that we have to prepare our minds, prepare our hearts for that day to come when we will have to leave everyone and go into the qabr, and the day to come when we will have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we will have to answer for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever we have done. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the Hajj of the Hujjaj, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our Eid that we will be celebrating tomorrow, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the Eid of those that are celebrating today, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that we can take lessons from the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Tomorrow inshallah we will discuss the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam and the aspect of Qurbani, but all this is not just fairy tales, all this is incidents mentioned to us so that we can take ibrat and we can take lesson, we can be intelligent, that maut se pehle maut ki tayari karna, that before maut we're making the tayari of maut also, not that we wait for the last minute and then suddenly we wake up with a shock, but that preparation starts from now, long way before the maut actually comes. Allah Pak give us tawfiq of making amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.